it has been quite frustrating over the last couple of weeks. It's been just frustrating for the company as well, I suppose. You know, they've had a lot of difficulties with the ferry at the beginning, but everything seems to be sorted out now. So hopefully it'll be plain sailing from now on.
And it was important, although disappointing to many customers, to have everything up and running correctly before it set sail.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, those things have to be seen to, and I've been through quite a rigorous testing over the last few days, and everything's absolutely fine. Actually, I rang up this morning to wish the company the very best for the rest of the season. I think what we've got to remember here as well, the ferry started up around the 5th or 6th of July last year and continued on to the end of September, and something in the region of 73,000 people travelled on that ferry, you know, so I know we're a bit late getting started in the ferry, you know, it fell behind, but I would like to think now at this stage that they will continue on until at least the end of September. But obviously, I'm sure Donegal County Council and the ferry company will be looking at that.
Yes, because we know that it, as of now, is running till the 17th of September, but perhaps it might be extended.
Yes, I would like to think that would be the case. I think what we have to remember here as well is the fact that it's a 3-year contract. And as I say, we're looking, next year again, we should never look too far ahead of ourselves, but we've got the Irish Open next year as well. And I would say that, you know, the number of people that are actually going to be coming into any zone is going to be phenomenal. And the fact that the contract is there for 3 years now, Catherine, you know, it's going to make such a difference, and people can plan ahead.